This CSUN 2018 special coverage is brought to you by IRA. Your life, your schedule, right now. On the web at AIRA.io.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first audio of our CSUN 2018 coverage. And it is a special time for us because we're being able to sit down with Greg Stilson of IRA and talk about some of the amazing things that are going to be happening with the equipment, with the service, and better yet, for those of you who are going to be in San Diego, there are going to be some special things there, and we're going to talk about all of that here along the way. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's great to be back, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem, and my goodness, there is a ton to talk about, and let's just get right to the heart of the matter. Let's talk about Horizon. This is a new design, a new everything pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah, this is really a purpose-built solution that we at IRA built from the ground up. If you remember, for our existing subscribers and people who are using IRA today, they're using sort of off-the-shelf kind of put-together solutions. So the existing solution that people are using to communicate with our live agents, and that's really what IRA is it's a service that connects a blind or visually impaired person doing pretty much any task they want to do with a live trained agent. And the solution that we're using today consists of essentially three parts. So you have a pair of smart glasses that are wireless. You have a MiFi that manages the data, that can be Verizon or AT&T, and then you have your smartphone to kind of drive the show there. So at that point, you have a solution that requires all three parts, and all three parts obviously have to be charged. And it was really, you know, what got IRA off the ground and really, really got our service in the hands of subscribers and people who wanted to try it and eventually fall in love with it. But as a company grows and as a company's needs change and as our user base grows, we quickly learn that there are needs that are not being met and just so much room for the future. And that's really why we needed to build our own purpose-built smart glass solution. Because quite honestly, Joe, as a director of product management, like I would definitely prefer to have gone with if an existing off-the-shelf solution existed that we could use for our solution that provided all the things that our explorers wanted, we totally would have done it. Because if you can imagine, building your own glasses from the ground up that meet all the needs, it's a long process and a huge project. So
that makes a lot of sense. And one of the things that I noticed was that the glasses have a wider range of field, so that can provide the agent to see more around the subscriber and give more information back to that person. But it must make the agent's job easier because more information could be taken in at one time.
Yeah, no, when you look at single noticeable benefits, I just did a presentation to the entire IRA company to really just go through all the benefits because, you know, on the product side, we're always, you know, the first to know all the features and why we're doing everything. But, you know, we need to be able to get all that information to the various departments and, you know, have everybody be on the same page. And during that presentation, I showed a video of, and it's amazing to look visually at the two side by side. So I had on the left side, I had the existing Austria and Google Glass solution that we have today. And on the right side, I had the new Horizon Glass video feed that was there. And I've been told that it's like you have gone from tunnel vision to all of a sudden getting peripheral vision. Like,
absolutely,
it's that drastic. So to go through kind of the reasons why we built this, you know, field of view was one of the number one things that we were focusing on, because, you know, you can imagine that just as our subscribers are our customers, our agents also are, in some ways, from a product perspective, our customers as well, because they're the ones that provide the service and we need to provide product features for them to provide the best service possible. So field of view was huge, because without field of view, and I think we were doing pretty darn good with the field of view that we had, but just to be able to increase that to the point where now you're able to see things way high or way low or way left or way right, and give so much more warning, and not just warning, but give so much more information as well. So a lot of times, and I'm a user, obviously I've been a user for about 18 months, even before I joined Aira. But, you know, one of the things when you join, you go through this onboarding process that kind of explains how much the agent could see and how much you needed to turn your head to give the agent the field of view. And what's incredible today is that I was using it yesterday in O'Hare when I was coming back from San Diego, and like I didn't have to even look in certain directions, and the agent was able to see things and read signs and things like that.
So if you're using a cane for cane travel, think of it as you're moving your cane outside of your body, because some people only mark within, you know, their left foot, their right foot. Think of it like moving it wider. You're going out to see what's directly on your left or your right. And that is a pretty significant way for you to know, if you arc your cane tip out a bit further from your body, to know what's around you and get a little bit more information, especially those who use roller tips. You know, you can maybe find something outside what would be your normal walking stance. But that's really not all. I mean, we're talking about just one of the features in Horizon that's come along.
Yeah, it's really drastically changed and improved. It's, you know, the solution that we had before was great and is great. I still use it myself. I still, my wife has used it, all that kind of stuff. But it's just, it's night and day when you put on the Horizon glasses versus what you had before. So just to give you some hard numbers, so the field of view on our Austria glass was 65 degrees horizontal and vertical. The field of view on Horizon is 120 degrees vertically and horizontally. So almost double what you were seeing before. So having said that, that was really the first thing. The second thing was the camera clarity. So one of the things that we had, when, and it was a feature out of, I'd say, necessity that we've now turned into some major benefits as well. But one of the, in certain situations, one of the only ways that our agents could read more fine print was by taking a picture and then being able to go in and clear it up and magnify it and things like that. And it's really great to have that flexibility. But when you're, say, grocery shopping or something like that, and you're reading a lot of small print, there's a lot of pictures that need to be taken. The new camera, you still need to take pictures. I'm not going to ever say that you don't, because text at a distance, and especially when you're moving around and can't get somebody to stand still so that the focus comes in, you will still need to take pictures on certain things. Like yesterday, for example, the agent was I was going through the airport, and she was helping me identify whether my gate was still the correct gate that my flight was going to go out on. And she needed to take a picture of the flight board to be able to see that, because I was, number one, at a big distance away, and number two, the font was a little bit smaller, she said. But having said that, what was incredible to me, and just in real life usage, as I was walking through, she was reading all the signs of the stores. She was reading, I went past a Italian restaurant in O'Hare, and they had
the board out front listing what the daily special was.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And she was, and I didn't even stop. This was the part that was the coolest. As I was walking, and as I was walking, she said, "This is so-and-so restaurant, and their specialty is a manicotti." And I was like, "You can read that as I'm walking. Like, that's, that's pretty incredible." And I said, "No, I'm good. I'm not."
For those of us who may not have sighted spouses or children or friends that travel with us very regularly, it is very much what a sighted person is doing. They're looking for that. I know that people, when they've used the subscription service for the first time, they never realize just how much text is around you at any given time. And that's not necessarily ads. There's a lot of information that's being presented to you in an airport. Now, coming back to Horizon, you had talked about hard numbers. We talked about the increase in the field. I imagine battery time or weight has also been improved.
Yeah, definitely. So the field of view is increased. The video quality, the camera quality is increased. The battery life, and that was really the toughest one to accommodate, because Aira is using smart glasses in a way that really nobody else is using them. So when you look at what smart glasses are being used for today, there's an awful lot of things like, you know, picture taking and, you know, short videos and stuff like that. But we're using them in a way where we need a certain level of video, and we need it for a really long time. We have users who use the service for 2, 3, 4 hours at times, depending on what they're doing. And so the existing battery autonomy that we had with the solution that we are distributing today was 90 to, I think, like 110 minutes. And that's all you could get with the battery and the glasses. And then you have to charge it up, and you'd have to charge your MiFi, and you have to charge your phone. The Horizon kit provides you 7 to 8 hours of battery life, continuous video streaming.
So, wow. Okay.
So that's not just in standby mode. That's if you want to do a task for an entire workday, then you still have the battery life to do that. The other thing is that they need to be fashionable. That was the another big challenge was to make something that is comfortable and that somebody would want to wear for long periods of time. And I'm super happy with what we've come up with, because if, you know, one of the things that we always heard when we were using Google Glass is that everybody knows what Google Glass looks like, and it's
right,
they don't look like real glasses. There's this whole Google Glass stigma that's out there, and we wanted to develop a pair of glasses that look like glasses. And so the camera is extremely discreet in the middle. It's center mounted just above the nose. And they will have the ability to have multiple levels of shade or darkness of shade. So you can have a high, medium, or almost clear shade, or dark, medium, or almost clear shade. You can also, we'll also be providing them in 3 levels of tightness or largeness, I guess, if you want to say that.
Right. So, how it would rest on your ears and nose.
Exactly. Exactly. So, because I'm somebody that has a very, very narrow face, so I need the arms of the glasses to be much tighter, and vice versa. There's other people that have wider faces that need it to be wider. So, and honestly, that's pretty much it for the glasses, Joe. They feel like a pair of sunglasses. They have the camera center mounted. The weight
that is huge for the agents to give you more accurate description of what's directly on your left or right.
It's so funny because the agents are starting to get experience with this as we're starting to do alpha and beta testing with it. Every single agent that I've talked to, the first thing out of their mouth is, oh my gosh, I can see so much. So just to have that camera center mounted, you know, going back to my previous point of, you know, getting somebody to look at something. Well, if the camera is really off to your right side of your face, trying to get something centered is a challenge. And so with a center mounted camera that is just about flush, I mean, you can feel it if you're looking for it, but it's just about flush with the center of the glasses. So it doesn't stick out at all. And it's,
well, and so much has changed since the original Google Glass was released, and people have become more comfortable in some ways with these types of glasses. So even if you look at, say, the fashion conscious forward move that you're making here, the whole concept of wearing a camera on your face has changed. The same thing has happened for video magnification. I mean, head-mounted units in the old days were gigantic and bulky and quite obvious that you were wearing something. And when we got to Google Glass, that was a huge advantage. But, you know, times change, cameras change. Look at how many times the camera changes in your phone. And now that technology has really become smaller and somewhat ubiquitous. So that will help with the interaction, like you said, with the subscriber and the agent, which is going to be huge. So if you have tried the service before, now would be a good time to go ahead and get involved again and find out about some of these changes, because you're going to find a level of service has really improved, because the information that the agent is basing their recommendations and information on to you is going to be much better because of all the things that are changing in Horizon.
Yeah, and speaking of things that have improved, so the Horizon glasses are just one piece of this. So as I mentioned, the toughest part of this whole scenario was the battery life. There's just no glass technology that put an 8-hour battery on your head, at least one that you'd want to wear.
Right.
So what we did is we needed 2 things. We needed a significantly improved cellular signal, because one of the challenges that we experienced with the existing solution is that with that MiFi in the middle, number one, the antenna quality in the MiFi wasn't up to what we were looking for. And number two, you had that wireless hop between glasses and MiFi. And that wireless hop degraded cell phone signal and degraded video quality. And so we looked into so many solutions of being able to find a better way of getting a battery, at least a much improved battery. And the downside is that we just couldn't find a way to put a battery with that type of autonomy on somebody's head, along with an LTE antenna, which I don't believe there's any glasses out there today that actually, outside of the military, that actually have LTE on your head. I could be wrong about that, but it's not something that's common.
It was a huge challenge for Apple, so it would probably be a huge challenge for you guys, considering that it took a while for the Apple Watch to get LTE.
And exactly.
Heat, yeah. And all sorts of things are involved in that. There's a lot of testing
you put
that
in,
has to be done.
You put in a scenario where you've got a giant battery plus an LTE antenna on your head, and now you're dealing with a ton of power drain and stuff like that. So, So anyway, what we have is a pretty nice solution that I've been pretty happy with as I've been using it. So what we've done is we've repurposed a smartphone to be what we're calling our Horizon controller. And this is an Aira purposed device that is really designed for the easiest user experience possible. So what it does is three things. Number one, there is no need to know how to use a smartphone. So by default, the screen is completely disabled. There's no need for touch, double tap, any of that kind of stuff. We have four buttons on the smartphone. For any of you who are familiar with it, it is a Samsung J7 phone, full disclosure. The software inside is totally customized for the Aira experience. So we're working with the data from AT&T, so it's not designed to be a phone that you're going to be downloading apps and talking and texting on and things like that. At least not right now. That may be in the cards later on, but at least to this point, it's not. Because the reason why we manage the data is because we don't want all the video data that you're going to be using going against your own cell phone plan. So on the device, you have four buttons. You have a power button on the right side. You have a volume up, volume down button on the left side, on the left edge. And you have the Aira call button, which is below the screen. It's a rectangular call button. It's similar to the Samsung home button is what it is. So with those four buttons, you can do pretty much everything you need to do to use the Aira experience. So to run down what you can do, power button is very simple. You press and hold it to power it on, press and hold it to power off. The volume up and volume down are straightforward. And then the call button has a couple of purposes. So you either double press it to call an agent immediately, or you press and hold it to summon our artificial intelligence agent, Chloe. And you can also summon her by just saying, "Hey, Chloe." And Chloe can do a number of different things. She'll be able to do things like check your minute status. You'll be able to rate calls with your voice after a call finishes. If you want to leave feedback, you can do that, checking the date and time, your battery status. But what we're going to be launching when this releases, we're expecting the first batch of units to be coming out in May. Right now, we're going to be doing a pilot run of testing. But Chloe will be able to read, and that's basically spot reading is what our goal is for May. But what's really cool about Chloe is that because we custom designed this, we don't need to go through the Google certification, the Google Play Store, the Google anything. So we can update this app whenever we need to over the air. So everything is done directly from Aira. And so if there are bugs, we can push out an update immediately when we fix them. And when we give Chloe new skills, new intelligence, that can be rolled out into updates, and you'll get notified on your device saying an update is occurring. But that's something that we're super excited about, because everything will just be able to be pushed. So Chloe's going to be getting smarter all the time with new skills. And going back to that, the controller, so that was the first thing, is the 7-hour battery life was part of the controller. So the controller in this whole kit scenario is the only thing you need to charge. So the glasses don't need to be charged. The only thing that needs to be charged is the controller. There is a headphone jack in the controller, so you can plug in a headphone if you want to, and you will be able to pair your Bluetooth headset as well, using Chloe to pair with your AirPods or your Trek Titanium or Aftershocks, those kind of things. And a lot of people ask, well, what if I'm a smartphone user and I want to still use the app on the smartphone? Well, that's totally fine. What's just as the app on the smartphone today controls your MiFi, the app on the smartphone today will control the Horizon controller for you. So if you're on, let's say, your iPhone or whatever, you'll be able to press that call an agent button on your iPhone, and then your Horizon controller will start to call that agent for you. So everything is still done the exact same way. You'll even be able to manage your Bluetooth pairings on the Horizon controller through your smartphone. So all of that can still be done. Most of it will be able to be done via Chloe, but if you're somebody who's always on your phone and you want to be controlling this from your phone, you can totally do that as well.
I like that there is this level of customization that is coming to the product in what I guess we could call it second generation in a way. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you're meeting the needs of those who want a physical tactile experience and still meeting the needs of those who are used to enjoying life on the app and a smartphone. So,
and I would say, Joe, most importantly, we're meeting the needs of somebody who doesn't have a smartphone. So we did some research that 58% of people over 65 years old don't use a smartphone. And that's a market that is losing their vision. That's a market that may not need to be running across the world and doing things like that. Or maybe they want to, I don't know. But they want to be able to read their newspaper in the morning, or they want to be able to get some cooking instructions. And those people weren't able to use our service before because it required a smartphone. And today with Horizon, they will literally be able to pick up the device, double press that call button, and get in touch with an agent immediately. And that's
not everybody
super
is super
about.
Technical and they might be intimidated by a smartphone, or they may have some need for tactile functionality because they're new to blindness. And that's always something that people who listen to our programming, it's a market that gets sometimes forgotten about, because someone who's become blind later in life doesn't have a lot of those skills already on board for navigating with VoiceOver or TalkBack or what have you. So having the physical security of pressing a button does make things much easier. And again, we come back to that customization. You're meeting the needs of many markets all at once, which you're taking all this data, and you've mentioned data a couple of times during the interview so far, but all of that data is helping you refine that experience and make a better experience for not only you, but the agents as well.
It's really, really interesting to see how myself, because I'm about as technical as you can get, and I'm on my phone all the time, of which I'm told by my wife all the time that I shouldn't be on my phone as much. And it's funny because I always thought that I was going to be the type of person that would always want to initiate the call from the smart app on the phone, on my iPhone. And what's funny is that since I've started using Horizon, it's just so much easier to reach into my back pocket where I keep the controller phone and double press that call button to call an agent. The part that I haven't discussed is how you connect the two pieces together. So just behind your right ear, and this is actually a patent pending design that we've submitted, is a connection on the right arm of the glasses. And it's designed that way for two reasons. It's designed, one, to keep the cable out of your face. And it's designed, two, so that we can make a smooth transition from the back of your ear if you put it down your back, or a woman often puts it in their handbag or their purse. You can put it in your jacket pocket, the controller I'm speaking of, but that cable connects to a small port. It's just a micro USB cable that we have some reinforced pins on, and it goes, like, I keep it in my back pocket. The controller just slides in my back pocket, and at that stage, I'm able to just reach in and double press that call button to start and stop a call. I don't even take the controller out of my pocket when I'm doing it. So I've got my AirPods paired with the controller at all times. And then I just put the glasses on and double press that home button. What that connected solution gives us is the ability to run the glasses on a 7.5 or 8 hour battery life. But we also get the major advantage of taking advantage of the increased cell signal that's in that phone controller. So we're not using that wireless hop that degrades video quality. And we're not using any type of Bluetooth. Well, we can't use Bluetooth, actually, quite honestly, because it doesn't give a good enough resolution at that point. So the connected solution here was really the only thing that was available for us that ticked all the boxes that our explorers were looking for. Full disclosure, Joe, I thought I would not be a fan of the tether. The cable, I thought, would be irritating and get in my way, and I thought I would really struggle with that. And as I've used it for the last 2 months, I have to say that when you plug that cable in, our engineers actually know what they're doing. Who knew? But the way they designed the cable to fall down your back, and there's a reason why we have a patent pending on it, is that it really stays out of your way. And to the point where in most of our photos that you'll see people have, you can barely see that cable. It's not even that visible at that point. So
I think it was selfishly designed because you didn't want to take your hands out of your jacket in Wisconsin when it snowed. See, I think that was designed for tactile because your fingers might be frozen.
I will tell you that it is much easier to make a call to an agent by pressing a physical button on that device than it is to use
I would think so. You didn't have to get out the special iPhone gloves and
exactly.
be able to use your screen in a cold situation.
Yeah.
Now,
no, exactly.
That's how it connects. Those are the three portions of the kit. We've talked about weight. We've talked about battery life. We've talked about improved view from the camera for the agent to provide you more information. And then we've talked about how this ease of use is really coming into play to make it a frictionless process for a subscriber to interact with an agent or even contact an agent. And we also discussed that there's going to be some artificial intelligence involved and the ability to talk to Chloe and get some simple tasks done and eventually even some basic reading. And we've mentioned that this is going to be coming out right now in pilot program, but it will be rolling out to May. Is there a possibility of exchanges or upgrading the existing customer base who may have the older glasses and want to move up?
So I think that's the most exciting part, is that we will actually be offering completely free swap outs of kits. So your existing IRA kit, basically what we'll end up doing in May is, and we don't have a site up yet, but it's just a matter of time as we finish we're actually revamping our entire website, but just completing a sign up sheet or a sign up website that people will go on to show their interest that they want to be among the first to get their Horizon kits. And what we'll do is end up shipping a return label or providing a return label for you. You'll ship us your existing kit. We'll receive it and then we'll ship you a new Horizon. So for existing subscribers, and a lot of people, you know, may ask the question like, oh, well, I was thinking of signing up, but now I'll wait for Horizon. And I always tell people don't do that because the service itself doesn't change. The service still provides a tremendous benefit. And by the time you get Horizon, you're already going to be up and running, understanding what it feels like and what the experience looks like when working with an agent. So it's not going to cost you any more when we do launch Horizon. So for existing subscribers through May, you will be able to swap out your existing kit for a Horizon kit. And then, of course, by default, we obviously, and I think all of the people who try it out will agree that the Horizon kit is the best solution out there. It ticks all the boxes that we're looking for. So by default, for new subscribers, that's going to be it. But if you know, one of the things that we really focus on at IRA is customer experience, and that's why we're doing this whole thing. But if you are somebody who doesn't want the Horizon kit, you prefer to have the wireless solution, the existing solution, we will still be stocking the wireless glasses. And so you will have a choice. You'll have to specifically ask for it, but we will definitely provide the MiFi and wireless glasses solution if that's what you want.
Now, one of the other services that was recently announced in conjunction with Horizon, you had just made at a big, gigantic health conference, which for some people, they might say, wow, that wasn't CSUN. It was a different kind of conference. Well, that's because you guys are out and about in a whole host of venues to be able to explore this information the same way the video magnifier companies go to eye doctor conferences. It doesn't sound like that would be a place you would show up at either, but yeah, that's how you get the word out. Those are the water bearers, people in the medical industry. And you recently had a giant announcement just happen at a recent conference. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we've been partnering with the AT&T Health Foundry down in Houston, Texas, to work together. One of the big challenges is recognizing what medication bottles are available, where a medication bottle is. So one of the projects that we worked on with the AT&T Health Foundry is building a solution to do essentially two things. And this is something that we're continuing to work on. So what we were showcasing was sort of a demonstration of the work that we've succeeded on. So two phase. Number one, let's say you leave your medicine bottle somewhere and you have no idea where you last put it. What you would be able to do is look around your kitchen counter and ask Chloe, Chloe, where's my medicine bottle? And using object recognition, they spent a great deal of time modeling medicine bottles in various shapes, sizes, everything, however all those AI brilliant people work. But it will be able to say your medicine bottle is straight ahead of you, to your left or to your right. You can then grab the medicine bottle and pick it up. And if you hold it close to the camera, you'll be able to actually read the prescription on the medicine bottle.
Wow.
So that it's a really cool kind of unique feature that the AT&T Health Foundry has kind of started working on with us. So they wanted to provide the connection to the medicine bottle database, the API, all that kind of stuff. And we wanted to provide sort of the wearable solution. And really, quite honestly, Joe, this is where I believe Aira just has such a tremendous advantage and such a great solution, is that we all know that OCR is not perfect. Anybody who's used OCR. And I always tell people, you know, if something doesn't sound right on OCR, you may want to double check it. And especially that's especially important if you're going to be consuming medication.
Absolutely.
So what we have is a solution to say, you know what, that doesn't sound right, or I want to confirm that that's right. All you have to say is, hey, Chloe, call an agent, and that agent will confirm that that really is X number of pills twice a day. So that's really where I see us in a solution where you have the AI for the quick tasks, and then you have the agent for validation and for some of the more involved stuff. And it's really something that I think you're going to see over the next 12 months, Chloe's capabilities grow very quickly. And really your usage patterns of Aira probably increase, in my opinion. There's a number of things that I use 6 or 7 different apps on my phone for that I believe, you know, Aira has the potential to really bring into one platform.
And not just you, but other subscribers. If it's a common task, then all of that data is coming in and you're able to glean from that and improve the model and provide more information back and forth. And so it will just become faster and easier. And then for those times when it's not, you've got the button there to have someone come in and give you a bird's eye view and be able to give you that kind of information or description that you would normally have to rely on somebody else, maybe in your house, maybe next door, maybe a block away, maybe a day away. It's much better if you could do it just right then and there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, again, spot reading tasks could be anything from, you know, reading the prescription to labeling a microwave. Especially when you get a new device. Oh my goodness, that can be a very daunting thing. And so many appliances now are coming with touch screens or the inability to read them with other solutions, that it really does require vision of some kind or a really good camera to be able to decipher some of the hieroglyphics that show up on these little screens. Anybody who's ever built an IKEA piece of furniture might know what we're talking about.
You know here. What? That is something that I should find out if somebody's actually built an IKEA thing with Aira. The closest, I definitely didn't build an IKEA thing. I built a hammock for my wife. I got her a hammock for Mother's Day last year and built that. It had a bunch of pieces, but it's a totally different, whether I would have done that myself or whether I would have just asked somebody to do it for me, I don't know. But just the fact that I was able to use Aira in that case to build it, and then maybe down the road, be able to read it, spot read it on the different pages with Chloe. Who knows?
There you go. Now, you get to travel a lot for your job, and something that other people would say is enjoy San Diego, but you get to enjoy San Diego a lot, having the ability to go from the wintry north down to the south and come over to San Diego, because that's where the headquarters is. And that's going to give you an amazing ability to transform San Diego at this year's CSUN conference.
Yeah, we're super excited. So fun fact that maybe some of you didn't know is that Aira actually debuted in CSUN 2015. We were this super tiny, I think it was Suman and maybe 2 or 3 other employees at that time. And they were using some kind of cobbled together glass solution that they had one agent at that point. And they were really kind of testing the waters in 2015, I believe. And 3 years later, we just celebrated our 3-year anniversary in January of this year, actually. 3 years later, we have a much larger organization. We just moved into some new offices in La Jolla, California, which is about 15 miles, I think, outside of where we are and outside of where the conference is. And, you know, we're going to be able to showcase a lot of really cool stuff. But one of the big things that some of you may have seen a lot of the press about, and the part that I think is one of the most exciting pieces, is we're starting to transform certain locations into what we call IRA site access locations. And we've done that in several airports now. Stay tuned. There's more excitement to come on that. But we're starting to transform other places as well. So airports to me is a no-brainer. Like you don't have to tell much of a story to get somebody convinced that the airport is a fantastic place to get sighted assistance, remote sight assistance like that. It's completely changed my travel experience. As you said, Joe, I travel a lot. But what we're going to be doing in San Diego is actually turning on site access to make San Diego the convention area, what we're calling a smart city. And what that means is that we're going to be able to open up many certain locations to be site access venues. And what that means there is that you will be able to use IRA completely free. So if you're a subscriber, your minutes won't be deducted from that location. So the CSUN Convention Center and Exhibit Hall will be turned on as a site access location. The San Diego Public Library, Balboa Park, San Diego Civic Center, the USS Midway, which is that big aircraft carrier, the San Diego International Airport. So those of you who are coming into San Diego for CSUN, go ahead and turn your smart glasses on, your IRA glasses on in the airport and get out to your Uber or to whatever you need to do to get to the Marriott or the
Grand
Hyatt. Do whatever you need to do to get to the Hyatt. And then the San Diego Metropolitan Transit System. So if you decide to take the public transportation, those locations as well, things like the train station and stuff like that will be covered as well. So the Grand Hyatt, the time that you're in, and I want you to think about it this way, Joe, how often do we stumble around looking for certain meeting rooms? To be able to use an IRA agent to find a meeting room
especially on the second, third, and fourth floors.
Yeah, exactly. So we're super excited.
They hide it everywhere.
That is the maze that is the registration. But what we're super excited about here is that obviously your minutes won't be deducted, but the part that we're going to be turning on as well, and this is a brand new feature, is something that we're going to be calling guest sign up. And what that means is that anybody, regardless of whether they're an IRA subscriber or not, when you download that app, there is now a new button that is above the username and password fields that says sign up as a guest. And all you need to do is sign up with your email and hit submit. And you can actually use IRA using your phone's camera and a pair of headphones or not to access our agents. So if you're not an IRA subscriber, you can still use IRA in those site access locations. As soon as you step out of them, it won't work anymore. But in those site access locations, to get a taste of what IRA feels like, to get a sense of what the agents, how their expertise can help you, give it a try. You know, it's a free way to experience IRA. Now, obviously, you don't have the glasses, so it's not a hands-free experience, but you will at least get a sense of what the agent experience feels like, how professional these agents are. They go through massive training, boot camps is what we call them. So these are trained agents, and I think you'll see what that feels like as soon as you turn that on.
Which is great, like you said, from door to door, practically. If you don't plan on exploring outside of the conference center, you're just going to be somewhat of a home body, or in this case, a hotel body. This is a perfect way for you to be able to go from the airport to the convention center and then back again and experience what that is like, and then move on to the sign-up process if you find that it is working for you.
Exactly. And you know, oftentimes a lot of people will get there early or stay an extra day because San Diego is gorgeous. And one of the things I know that a lot of people do is take a tour of that Midway aircraft carrier. And now you'll be able to get a visual description of all the stuff that's on there. So I'm super excited to see this and to hear people's feedback of what they think of the service. I think it's something that is really new and exciting that we're going to be doing.
Well, I actually remember the booth in 2015, and it was sort of towards the middle. And there were chairs because people would wait until the agent was finished with a demo, and then you would, you know, sit there and wait for an opportunity. And I remember doing that ages ago. By ages, that's been three CSUNs. So for me, it's like dog years. That's been ages ago. But two booths at this year's conference. So your numbers are?
822 and 823. Yep. And we will have the Horizon kits there. So you will be able to get your hands on them. You can put them on, feel what they feel like. So you'll be able to take a look at those. We'll have a big contingent there every day. So you'll, we're sending different people. And that's really one of the things that being in the blindness industry, as long as I have, I always urge our developers. I urge our marketing people, you know, everybody all the way down to anybody in the company, to experience a conference, because that's when you will talk to the customers face to face, hear their feedback, and watch their reaction. And to me, like, that's really, there's no replacement for that. And so you will probably be talking to some of the guys who are literally writing the code on the Horizon glasses. So I urge you to give them your honest feedback and, you know, let them know some awesome stories or some challenges that you're having, because you need to hear both.
Now, CSUN is known for its fantabulous events and parties. You have some seminars going on, so there will be some actual speaking in those rooms that are hard to get to that we talked about a moment ago. What is going on as far as the company doing events at San Diego?
Yep. So we are, we're doing events. We have three talks actually back to back to back on Friday at 9, 10, and 11. Austin Marin, our chief product officer, and myself will be speaking at 11. And that presentation will be specifically on Horizon smart glasses. And then Paul Schrader and Amy Bernal will be doing two presentations at 9 and 10 on Friday. So I urge you to join us in any of those or all of them to hear about some really cool stuff going on with Aira.
And of course, I can go to the website and learn more. Those links will be in the show notes over at blindbargains.com. And you'll be able to find out a lot more going farther as we look at some other things that are going on in the year. And certainly we'll talk again when Horizon keeps moving forward into launch phase. But you have had an opportunity, whether you had realized it or not, to be spoken about on our podcast over the last couple of episodes. And the conversation continued with people writing in because you were favored very highly on the Year in 2017 podcast. And you wanted an opportunity to address some of the things that have been said by, you know, the crew, as well as some of our listeners and those who've written in. So let's take a moment here to talk about some of the things that you noticed that we had spoken about in previous episodes.
Yeah. So first off, I want to say how flattered we are to be, you know, rated so highly on the top stories in 2017. It's really awesome to hear the excitement about Aira and also to hear the questions. You know, it's been discussed a number of times on this show. And I think it's something that's been that many people have questions about, and that is our Aira's security. So how is your information protected at Aira? So I wanted to kind of just set some, provide an explanation of how we go about protecting your data. So obviously, you are, you know, getting a human interaction with one of our agents, and that includes video and information, video and audio. So from the time that you log in to your Aira app to the time that you cease using that, you're using an end-to-end encryption of video data. So everything that you send out to our servers and receive back, all is end-to-end encrypted. So the security of that data is secure. And in addition, I don't sugarcoat the fact that we do have recordings of all of these sessions. And the only reason that we use them is for agent training. So I told you a while ago that we have, you know, several trained agents out there, and they all go through training boot camps, and they're using real life explorer situations to do training on certain cases. Having said that, none of that data will ever be shared with third parties. So that is something I wanted to make very clear, that the data that we have is internal for training only. It's internal for our agents to improve their experience. And one thing that I wanted to mention is that we are going through with the firm to sort of modify and to simplify our terms of service so that our intentions are very clear, because I can tell that there's a lot of questions on how the data is being used and what that is. But Aira has nothing but good intentions with this. It's never going to be used in a situation where all of a sudden you're going to get an ad because you've been by this store before or something like that. So it's not ever going to be.
You're into coffee, Greg. I know, because your head turned every time we walk past Starbucks.
Seriously, like that's and it's a legitimate fear, because there's so many things out there today that are listening to you and waiting for wake words and all that other stuff. But the reality is, and I wanted to make sure that's perfectly clear, is that your data is completely end-to-end encrypted. The recordings at rest are encrypted. All of that data is completely encrypted, and it's only used for training purposes. And any of the information or any of the dashboard recordings that you've seen on media, you know, because we do that a lot for demonstration videos, in 90% of the cases, it's done by one of our employees who is a user of the product, or two, it's done by an explorer who's agreed to do a demonstration for us. And I don't even quite honestly know if we've ever asked an explorer for permission to use one of their own personal experiences on a media event. If we ever did, we of course would ask the explorer before ever releasing something like that to get confirmation that they would be comfortable with it. But in anything that's on the media, I can assure you that it's always been somebody who we've either asked to participate in this, or it's been one of our own employees. So that data will never be leaked to any of your media. It won't be released to any media, any of that kind of information. So I hope that kind of helps clarify. And, that's another question that if you are at CSUN, feel free to ask any of our staff there.
And we talked about on the episodes before that recordings like this are used in training purposes all the time. You hear it when you call your cable company, when you call your power company, you'll get that little quick voice that says, calls may be recorded for training purposes only. And I've worked in a call center. That is normal. We did that exact thing where we would take calls and play them for new recruits and explain to them, you know, this is the kind of experience that you will have, just to prepare you for that. And this is how you should prepare yourself to be able to handle a situation that might occur. So it's normal for that to happen in an environment similar to what we're talking about here with human interaction, in very much a call center environment in a way. Of course, there's a lot going on, so it's not just a matter of remote training or a matter of going in and flipping on and making sure that all your power is working correctly. But it is important that people who are not familiar with the technology or the entanglements thereof understand that. And I think that's really interesting moving forward, for people to be able to send questions like that in. And there is an email address where people can send in questions, isn't there?
There is. So there's a couple. You can go to support@aira.io or info@aira.io.
And Twitter as well.
Of course.
Oh, yep. Just about every social media there is, I've seen on the page. So
We do like our social media a little bit.
So, hey, you never know. I mean,
you bring up a good point, Joe, that it's, one of the other reasons why we do recordings as well is if there's ever a complaint by a customer or an explorer or something that they say, oh, this agent could have done something better, to be able to use that for constant improvement of our agents and performance and things like that, the video is essential to be able to go back and say, okay, in this exact situation, here's what you could do better. So, so it's really a huge advantage that we have. And I think it's something that, you know, we always tell people that the agents are our secret sauce. Like that is what we do better than anybody else out there, is this, the trained agents. We require that high quality.
And again, we're back to what we talked about at the top of the program, improvement based on experience from what you're getting from your subscribers, meeting their needs, providing a frictionless experience that makes it much easier or enjoyable to complete a call. And I think that's what you've brought to this program, is that everything that you have learned over the 3 years has been funneled into the product to provide an even better experience with Horizon or with Chloe or for what you have set out in the future. Well, let's be honest, these event transformations came from wonderful things like you going to the Super Bowl and seeing events of this kind and what you could do that's very similar to provide someone an experience unlike any other product out right now in our field.
Yeah, the Super Bowl, full disclosure, Super Bowl was our first live intensive test period for Horizon. And I used Horizon that day for 7 straight hours, I think. It was something like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's those type of real life situations make all the difference.
You threw a football to a real NFL star and you survived Justin Timberlake. I mean, what more could you ask from a product?
I did. And he caught the ball. That was the coolest part.
That was really, really awesome, which says a lot about his skills. Oh, I'm sorry.
Exactly. What it says. Exactly. Yeah. He laid Superman, caught it.
Oh, man. Well, we've covered a bunch of stuff in this particular program, Greg, and I want to thank you for your time. Is there anything that we might have missed while going over some of the things that are going on in San Diego this week?
No, I think we covered a ton, and it's one thing to hear about it on this show, and I just urge anybody who is in San Diego or coming to CSUN, stop by the booth, 822, 823. And check out Horizon, because it's one thing to hear about it, but until you wear it and get the feeling of what it feels like, that's when you can make your own decision there. So if you are there, stop by. I should be there the majority of the time. Looking forward to meeting and seeing a bunch of old friends.
Thank you for your time, Greg, and thank the company for its time for allowing me to be able to steal you away for a brief moment to be able to talk about all these amazing things that are going on over at IRA. Remember, you can follow us along at blindbargains.com for all of the coverage from various places in San Diego for the 2018 CSUN Conference. You can also follow us on Twitter at blindbargains to know when more stuff is coming down the audio pipe. And if you have any questions that you want to ask us, feedback at blindbargains.com. You'll be able to send those along and we'll be able to ask those questions. So if there's something that you would like for me to ask to Greg directly, you can send it to Joe at blindbargains.com and I'll pass it along to Greg. Greg, once again, thank you for your time. And I'm looking forward to getting my hands on Horizon when we're in San Diego. And this is going to be a lot of fun, no matter whether you take it from the airport or go out to the Midway. You're going to have a lot of things to do.
Absolutely. Yep. Sign up as a guest, try it out, and let us know how you get on with it. Looking forward to seeing everybody. And thanks again, Joe and Blind Bargains for having me.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.